You are listening to a True Gospel Perspective from our Macedonia Baptist Church ministerial staff. We pray that this message will be a true blessing to you.
Giving honor to our risen Lord and Savior this morning. My pastor and our pastor, Pastor Charles D. Twyman. I'm the new kid on the block. I haven't been here 40 years, and I may look like 100 years old, but I ain't. But Pastor Twyman, I want you to know you have been a welcome voice. He's been called by God to minister, to steward, to be an ambassador, and everything else he's called him to be. A husband, a father, and certainly a friend. In my own personal words to you, Pastor,
you it.
You it. You've endured much, and you've asked for very little. And I know by the short time I've been here that he's been faithful. Now it's his time. I know that this road isn't easy, but our master never said it would be. But you need to know that you appreciate it more than you ever know. I had to say that publicly as well as privately, because I recall when I first preached here in Macedonia, I said that this church has made me feel like I'm at home. You didn't hear him, but behind me, the pastor said, Reverend O'Rear, you are home. And I haven't forgotten that. So turn with me, if you will, this morning to the Old Testament book of Isaiah, the 35th chapter, and those first 8 verses. It's a short chapter. You can read the other verses in your spare time. It's only 10 verses. But in Isaiah, the 35th chapter, first 8 verses, it says, and I'll be reading from the Message Bible, the wilderness and desert will sing joyously. The badlands will celebrate and flower. Like the crocus in spring, bursting into blossom, a sympathy of song and color. Mountains, glories of Lebanon. A gift, awesome Carmel, stunning Sharon. Gifts, God's resplendent glory fully on display. God awesome and God majestic. Energize the limp hands, strengthen the rubbery knees. Tell fearful souls courage, take heart. God is here, right here, on his way to put things right and redress all wrongs. He's on his way. He'll save you. Blind eyes will be opened, deaf ears unstopped. Lame men and women will leap like deer. and the voiceless will break into song. Springs of water will burst out in the wilderness. Streams flow in the desert. Hot sands will become a cool oasis. Thirsty ground a splashing fountain. Even lowly jackals will have water to drink. And barren grasslands will flourish richly. And there will be a highway called the Holy Road. No one rude or rebellious is permitted on this road. It's for God's people exclusively. It's impossible to get lost on this road. Not even fools can get lost on it. And for a few moments this morning, I want to talk with us about the road we travel. The road we travel. Isaiah, in this particular passage, speaks of a message of hope for the future. A transformed earth from which only God can restore, and he restores it only to those who choose to follow after Christ. He says this morning to Israel, to everyone that is oppressed, to each and every one of us here present today, and allow me, if you will, to use my words. He says to us, strengthen and encourage one another. Build one another up and not tear one another down. Quit biting and beating up on one another. And above all, don't give up, because God promises to come and complete our salvation. You do know our salvation isn't complete. Physical and spiritual conditions will be reversed. No more lameness, no more blindness, no more deafness. And everybody will know Jesus. In Macedonia, I just believe there is no greater joy than to be with Jesus. Isaiah is God's spokesman. He sees the wilderness as a dry and a lonely place that's without water or anything to sustain life. If you ever been on the desert, you want to hurry up and get past it. And the desert is an expression of moral and spiritual decay. And even as we look at our world today, all around us, our world is in moral and spiritual decay. Lawlessness on every hand. Corruption. Wickedness. Everywhere. Where wolves, even in sheep clothing, would even dare to stand in God's house and marry two men or two women. Where every word of a man's mouth is a lie. And here Isaiah tells us there's a brighter day coming. And he sees Jesus as a lowly highway. Now, we don't think much about highways, but they are ever increasing in need. In fact, to get here to worship this morning, you travel down a highway of holiness that brought you down Southfield Road or whatever road you came down to Macedonia Baptist Church. That's if you came to worship. But he sees Jesus as a lowly highway. And no nation can ever get along without a good highway. Look back over our lives. We've gone from walking to wagons to T-models. And now we got cars will go well over 300 miles an hour, and we got some fool that will try them out. So we need some good wide highways. And Isaiah sees Christ as the highway. In fact, if you will, Jesus said it plain. There are two ways, two roads to life. There's a broad way that leads to destruction, and that many are going down that road. And then there's the narrow way. It's a little harder, a little rougher, but it's the sure and guaranteed way that we need to take. And you, I don't have to ask you. You can ask yourself, and you can answer, which road are you on this morning? When we want to see friends and family and loved ones and to get to your destination, you got to use a highway. And if you take a plane, you got to use the highway before you get to the plane. And then after you get off the plane, you got to use another highway to get to your destination. The Romans built highways that lasted hundreds of years. And it was built so that Caesar might get his army at the right place at the right time. And we all know that I-75 runs due north and south. And 94 here runs east and west. But there's only one road that runs from earth to glory. Amen. From sin to God. From the gates of hell to the portals of heaven. And that highway is called holiness. And Isaiah makes it plain to us, it ain't for dirty folk. And so, this morning, I want to talk about our highways. Not Southfield Road, but we have a highway of education. And if you want to get along well in this world, you better get a piece of it. Because if you don't know much, you can't do much, and people will soon forget you. And then there's a highway of invention. We got smart cars and smart apps and on our phones and even smart homes. You can set the clock on the stove and tell it when what time to come on and the pot will be boiling when you get home. And then we have the highway of war. Brothers, it looked like men will walk no other. Always starting something, never wanting to finish it. And then there's the highway of love. That leads to marriage. Are you listening? It leads to marriage, not shacking and packing. It leads to marriage. And I got news for you. Love is the only thing that will make a marriage. Love will make an old man, when he's bent over, still look as good he did the first day you married him. And a woman, when her face gets wrinkled, still looks good in the eyes of the man who loves her, like a bride of days gone by, when you've been married for 20, 30, 40, 50, and 60 years. There's a natural highway, and then there's a narrow highway. On the natural highway, we have a road commissioner, and we have laws to go by. But on the road that we travel, the Holy Spirit is the road commissioner, and Jesus himself is the builder. In fact, he's the only one that you and I can walk on for a road and have as a divine guide at the same time. I am the way. In fact, the only way. On the natural highway, you can drive a limo. You can even ride a motorcycle. You can use Uber. Or you can hitchhike if any fool is crazy enough to pick you up. But on the road that we travel, you can have nothing but a two-passenger car. On the Jericho road, there's only room for just two, just you and Jesus and you. And on the natural highway, the law says you got to have two good headlights and sufficient taillights. And boy, we got taillights wall to wall. But on the road we travel, our headlights are faith and grace. Grace has brought us safe thus far, and grace will lead us home. And by faith, we started this journey. And by faith, we're going to finish our course. And you do know quitting ain't an option. Headlights are for you to see where you're going, but the taillights are for others to see which way you're going. The taillights are the life that you live, and all I got to do is watch, not what you talk about, not what you sing about, but I got to watch how you live. So you need some good headlights and taillights. And then on the natural highway, the law says you got to have some good brakes. And every Christian ought to have some good brakes. Know how to stop at the danger point. Yeah, to keep from running into your neighbor. And on this road that we travel, that our brakes are a good and clear conscience. Conscience will tell you when to keep your mouth shut. Conscience will tell you when you mistreat your neighbor. And conscience will tell you when you're done wrong by the pastor. And conscience will tell you when you're done wrong by your family. So you need some good brakes. When you can do wrong in the church, your conscience ought to condemn you. And if you can do wrong and go to sleep, go ahead. You need some brakes on your car. Some do rightness in you. And on the natural highway, you need a driver's license and license plates, and you need some insurance. License plates are for other folks to know that you are licensed to operate your car. And on the road that we travel, our license plates are confession and baptism. If you were baptized, there was somebody there besides you. And if you confess, you told it to somebody else besides yourself. And if you've been born again, you just can't keep it to yourself. If the highway patrol stops me, he tells me to show him my driver's license. Amen. And on the road that we travel, our driver's license is YMBBA. You must be born again. Whole lot of folks in the church, but ain't in Christ. You must be born again. When Popo catch you driving without driver's license, he's gonna take you off the highway. And a lot of folks been driving without license. You look around, they ain't in the choir where they used to be. Yeah, they're not on the usher board where they were. Not in the pulpit where they used to be. They've been arrested for driving without a license. If you got driver's license, the state knows it, and you know it. And if you've been born again, Jesus knows it. You feel something on the inside. Amen. Something within me that holdeth the reins. Something within me that banishes all my pain. Something within me I dare not even explain. All I know is there's something within. And on the natural highway, you need insurance. If you hit somebody, no fault is still your fault. And on the road that we travel, Jesus is our assurance. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. And it don't matter how many miles you get to a gallon. Every now and then, you got to bring your car into the filling station. Yeah, yeah. And the gas in our car is grace. Come in and tell the preacher, fill me up. I got to do 7 days. Fill me up. I got to go over some rough mountains. And when you run out of gas, I'm going to know it. You won't be in church next Sunday. When you run out of gas, you'll start acting up when nobody's even bothering you. Finding excuses to complain about the church. You didn't run out of gas. And then every good filling station man won't let you fill up without asking you, how is your oil? Love is our oil. Amen. And every now and then, church, you need to check your oil. Yeah. Check your love life for your brothers and your sisters. Church is going to court, fighting among themselves. You need an oil change. Choir members can't get along. When auxiliaries in the church just won't work together. Amen. You need an oil change. And when deacons and pastors just won't see eye to eye, somebody needs an oil change. And then every now and then, church, your car needs lubricating. And so they jack your car up in the air. But prayer, amen, is our lubrication, and we don't jack it up. We bow down. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you do recall in Acts that it was at midnight that Paul and Silas prayed. Yeah, and you know what happened? The jailhouse rocked. The prison doors were open. And the jailer and his whole family got saved. Well, I declare, prayer is always, amen, in season. Any time and anywhere. And when you can't hear from heaven, keep on praying anyhow. On the natural highway, amen, you need a map. Or most of our cars have GPSs. And sometimes they'll trip you up. But you need to know the number of the road that you're taking. On I-75 runs north and south, and I-94 runs east and west. But the road we travel, the Bible is our road map. Amen. You need to check it out every now and then. Yeah, to see if you are even on the right road. And it goes up till we reach heaven's land. Up where the wicked cease from troubling and the weary be at rest. Up where every day is howdy, howdy, and never goodbye. And so you ought to have a good road map, a map light in your car. When our choir sings Amazing Grace, you feel it on, amen, the inside. You're on the right road. Amen. It's amazing how Christ loves a sinner like me. It's amazing how he's brought me and how he's taught me and how he's pulled me through. I heard people tell me a few months ago, well, Reverend, we're praying for you. We know you're on dialysis. Well, let me tell you, Macedonia, it's just another bump in the road. And I'm so glad that none of us look like what we've been through. On the natural highway, I don't know about you, but on the natural highway, you're going to get hungry. You ought to come in, amen, and eat with us sometime. Along life's highways, you see signs saying, stop and eat at Ma's place. Amen. KFC's or Cracker Barrel's or Shoney's. But I invite you to stop in this morning to Heaven's Cafe. On the menu, amen, we're serving lamb chop. It was killed in the predestined counsel of God. Before the world was hung out in his showcase, amen, of love. On a hill called Calvary. Yeah, yeah, we're serving lamb chop. Come by and eat with us. And for bread, amen, we have the bread of life. Amen. If you eat just a little bit of him, you'll never be hungry anymore. And if you really love him, every now and then, all you gotta do is say, bread, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. And then for a beverage, you might want to drink Verner's. But on the road that we travel, and in our Heaven's Cafe, we're serving living water. Oh, if you drink just a little bit, it will make you happy. It'll put running in your feet, clapping in your hand. It'll make you do right. And on the natural highway, if you break down, you'll call a mechanic or State Farm or Allstate or AAA. But on the road that we travel, if you break down, God's got some good mechanics. And they're on duty 24 hours a day. Oh, yeah, all night and all day. The angels in heaven watching over you and me. All night, somebody's listening. And have you ever thought, when you just can't sleep at night, yeah, maybe it's God saying to you, we need to talk now that you got some time. I don't know who I'm talking to, but if you're troubled with a broken relationship, you may even think it's your fault. But you need to know this morning that breakups aren't always meant to make up. Could be they happen just to give you a chance to wake up. I got to close, Macedonia, but I got to tell you that sometimes the one that you may want the most ain't for you. Maybe you've been hanging with Pookie, amen, and Ray Ray, and they've been bringing up, amen, the way that you used to be. Well, duh. They bring up the old you because they're still the same them. You've been crying long enough. You've been worrying long enough. You've been struggling long enough. But it ain't over till God says it's over. You may be down, but you're not out. Get up and fight. God's got your back. And every car ought to have a horn. And every now and then you ought to blow your horn. Amen. And when you see me teaching and preaching, I'm just blowing my horn. Amen. When I share to you what Christ has done for James O'Rear, I'm just telling my story. I can't help it. I'm just blowing my horn. And when you see me on my knees, I'm just, amen, blowing my horn. One Friday, amen, they marked him up the highway for you and me. Oh, yeah, one Friday, they marched him from judgment hall to judgment hall. And because you and I, Jesus knew that we were on the wrong road. They nailed his hands. They nailed his feet. to an old rugged cross. They pierced him in his side. Amen. And the blood came streaming down. And can I tell you that the blood is the reason we are still here? And they hung him on the old rugged cross. He hung his head and he died. I said he died. He died. And he stayed dead all night Friday. All day Saturday. All Saturday night. And this world was doing just what it's doing now. Reeling and rocking. But that ain't the end of the story. Because early Sunday morning, he got up. He got up, I tell you. Stepped out on resurrection ground. Said, I am he who once was dead. Now I'm alive. Ain't gonna die no more. His name is Jesus.
We hope you enjoyed this message today, and we pray that it was a true blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles D. Twyman and the Macedonia Baptist Church family, you can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. Thank you, and God bless you.